Lou Manfredini is somewhere chuckling at that very idea. Hi, Lou. How are you?
See? I'm good. How are you, John?
You just landed from somewhere, huh?
Yeah, I just flew from Chicago to New York. I'm going to be on the Today Show tomorrow. And so it's a beautiful 65, partly cloudy skies here in New York City.
Nice. So what was it like at the airport? Do you see more evidence that a large gathering place like that or the airlines are kind of cracking down?
You know, it's funny. You and I were just texting about a different topic, and I mentioned to you that I was going to O'Hare, and I do travel quite a bit. And, you know, as I was walking through the airport, everything looked completely normal. The only thing that I was surprised about is that I fly to New York quite a bit, and I would say that the flight I was on was probably at 60% capacity, meaning that, you know, the plane was not full, which is not common for an 8:30 a.m. flight to New York City. But I did also recognize the fact that, you know, it was a mix of all different kinds of people. Not one person was wearing a mask on the plane.
Did the attendants or staff talk to you in any way about the virus?
I made a comment to the flight attendant, and I said, "Oh, are you seeing capacity lowering?" He goes, "Yeah, a little bit." He goes, "I think it's going to get lower before it comes back to normal." So, you know, who knows? There's maybe an arc. I know personally of people that are consultants that work for big firms, and they've curtailed the travel. But, you know, nobody was, you know, it was funny because, you know, you're listening, like, are people coughing or sneezing? And it was a pretty quiet, normal flight from Chicago to New York. Not a lot of people on the plane.
Yeah, well, that's something, though, I would imagine. Where did you fly into? LaGuardia?
LaGuardia, yeah. Right. You know, which is, you know, a whole other topic because the airport is, you know, completely up for grabs with all the construction. And so, you know, inherently a lot of flights people come to New York City now are doing a lot of Newark just because it's really hard to get in and out of LaGuardia. But,
we've been to JFK.
It was normal. We boarded. It was, you know, everything was normal. And it was, it's the first time I've flown post all of this, you know, virus stuff locally.
I've been to LaGuardia and I've been to JFK. I think LaGuardia is the seventh ring of hell, but I think JFK was maybe the sixth or eighth. They were jockeying for position, those two.
I've always been amazed at the shape of LaGuardia, and that, and now when they get done with this new terminal, which I think is like 5 years from now, it's going to be beautiful.
I thought last time I flew through New York, and it wasn't recently, it was, gosh, a couple of years ago, they were working on it, and I thought they'd be done by now. But it was a disaster then.
Yeah. The terminals have not come down yet. They're building the new terminal, which is on the other side of the turnaround for the cars. And then that whole terminal that we just came out of, what everyone's using currently, will be taken down. And then you know, the runways and gates, I think, will be expanded a little bit. But it's a small little piece of property, so there's not a lot of room. It's by no stretch of the imagination like an O'Hare, and so there's only so much room to work with there.
Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini's on the phone. You hear him Saturday mornings on this radio station helping folks with stuff. What are you going to talk about on the Today Show tomorrow?
We're talking about items that you need to kind of get ready in your home for spring cleaning that you don't normally think about. Dryer vents, your stinky washing machine, that drain in your kitchen sink or vanity that really smells. And so I've got some quick tips on five little ways to do that and really get the home ready for the spring.
I don't know if you're going to touch on this. Maybe you could for us down the road, but I was thinking about doing a more industrial clean of my place, maybe my office space, maybe my common area.
Sure.
I wonder if there are products or tips to not just sweep up and clean up, but sanitize our places.
100%.
And I don't know what those products are, and I don't know how to use them.
I'm happy to discuss that with you. We can put that all together, but it's really products you already know about. It's just a question of the right solutions and making sure that you're getting every little bit of it. So whether it's bleach solution or an antibacterial, you know, there's a lot of Pine Sol, for instance, is an antibacterial. And when that is put together with warm water, you know, it can disinfect and clean. You just got to cover all of the surfaces to make sure you get it.
friend of mine works in sales, and he sells to nursing homes, restaurants a little bit, but more nursing homes, hospitals, and he sells sanitation equipment and supplies. I said, boy, right. I bet you're busy. He said, you know what we've sold out of and have for a while are the electrostatic guns. He said what it is like this little squirt sprayed thing, battery powered, and you hook it up to a reservoir of a cleaning solution, and then you whoosh, spray this mist on your phones and on your keyboards and on your screens and on your stuff. And it's I'm not exactly sure what electrostatic means, but it's not like it messes up the circuitry. It sort of coats it, evaporates, and disinfects it. I'm like, oh, man, I want one of those things. I'll bet it costs $1,000. He said, no, it's just a couple $100. Problem is you can't get one now, but I want right. one now. That sounds like a great gizmo to me, doesn't it, to you?
Well, it's ultraviolet. A lot of them are ultraviolet light. And
oh.
so, you know, HVAC companies sell ultraviolet lights for air purification that can be placed into your forced air systems. I happen to have them on our own home. And then the other thing is these ultra air purifiers, which are out there as well. A lot of people are concerned about indoor air quality. I get a lot of emails about people wanting to do environmental testing inside their homes. Some of these air purifiers that you can have HVAC companies install, they were developed for the military, for military installations, and they were actually developed to actually take anthrax out of the air. Now, they never like to say that, but that's how powerful they are. And those, while it's an expensive proposition to do something in the home, it's probably a $2,500, maybe even a $3,000, you know, installation. People that have allergies and asthma and are super concerned about indoor air quality, this is a, could be a potential solution for them.
You know, the World Health Organization, we mentioned this a couple of times, Lou, but they put a thing out this week that said that the air filtration systems on airplanes are the same kind they have in operating theaters for hospitals, that actually that's very good air that you're breathing there.
I've always known that, and because I travel so much, people talk about that, and the fact that the air exchange in an airplane is way better than most of us experience in our everyday lives. I mean, in our homes that we live in, we don't have the kind of air exchange that we do on an airplane or even in the studio that you're sitting in right now, because you know that you can't open up a window, and so they're constantly bringing in fresh air and conditioning the air and circulating it through there. So in many cases, in modern office buildings, the air is of a higher quality that you're breathing than in your own home.
I'm going to task you with coming up with some solutions and tips for us, and we'll do that next week, okay, Lou?
Done.
That's our friend Mr. Fix-It. When are you going to be on this radio station on Saturday, sir?
I'm going to be on that radio station at 7 a.m. tomorrow, and tomorrow I will be on your TV sets on NBC in the 10 o'clock hour of the Today Show.
Oh, are you on with Bob Surratt tomorrow, too?
What's tomorrow?
Tomorrow is not Saturday. Tomorrow is, I'm almost sure it's Wednesday.
No, I'm on with Bob Surratt on Fridays at 6:40 in the morning.
I got it.
But today is Tuesday.
Yeah.
Your name is John.
I'll talk to you later, Lou.
Goodbye.
That's your Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini.